plus science. It's in your genes. Today is Saturday, December 7th, 2013. I am Adrian Rorick, chemistry editor, and with me today is Jeffrey Perkel, tech editor at XX Science. Good morning, Jeffrey. How are you?
Good morning, Adrian. I'm fine, thank you. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. It is the holiday season. Do you do anything special during this season?
We go to North Carolina every year for the holidays. And I just came back from San Francisco for Thanksgiving, so a bit of travel.
Wow. Travel to warmer climes.
Yes, certainly quite cold here.
For Thanksgiving, I took an extra personal day on the Monday. It was my birthday, and so I had a five-day holiday break, which was very, very refreshing. So allowed me to catch up on some non-work stuff and try to get some a little rest and relaxation. Otherwise, we don't have a whole lot that we're doing this holiday season.
Well, rest is nice.
Yeah.
Easygoing and not dealing with TSA is never a bad thing.
Well, true, yeah. That's true. But with it being the holidays, can go right into the post that we've had and the holiday shopping for the XX Science in your life. So, have you started your holiday shopping, Jeff?
I have, yes. I have, I'm well into it. I'm always looking for new ideas. Gotta pick up some more things. And you've compiled a nice list here, Adrian, of books and jewelry and assorted knickknacks for your science friends.
Yep. Yeah, I tried to go through sort of our themes that we have at XX Science with, we have book reviews. So I basically said, you know, buy the books that we've been reviewing. Because why not? They're in our biology, chemistry, physics, health, science education, and tech. I found some really fun stuff. I have to say, putting these particular posts together, the suggested, you know, holiday shopping, is a lot of fun for me. It lets me just basically surf the web and look for fun things, and I find a lot of stuff that I would like or to get for my own friends. So.
Oh yeah, there's definitely some stuff here I would buy. Actually, we have a couple of these books. My son is actually reading The Girls of Atomic City, actually the book you list by Denise Kiernan on the women who helped win World War II. And I have My Beloved Brontosaurus by Brian Switek and Storm Kings by Lee Sandlin. But this mitosis you have a mitosis necklace that looks really fun. That would be a kind of a cool gift. And these radioactive element glowing coasters seems like the kind of thing I would buy.
Yeah, I was thinking I might need to get myself that set. There's some fun t-shirts for people who like to wear sort of message t-shirts. But
that would be
me. This chalkboard mug. I would love to bring to work, and then I could put little stuff on it, NMR stuff, when I'm walking around. For tech, that was the hardest one for me to shop for, and mostly it was that I found like a print, so people could put some artwork up that have, you know, technical images in them, I guess. I love Etsy, quite frankly, finding things.
Oh, I'll give a shout out to another person on Etsy, actually. I bought a gift for I bought a gift for my wife for Hanukkah, actually, a woman named Beatrice the Biologist. That's not her real name. She has a store on Etsy as well. She has a book called Amoeba Hugs and Other Nonsense from Beatrice the Biologist, and I bought that from Etsy as well.
Okay. Well, and I found out after posting this, our friend Gene Geek, who runs the program for science communication up in Vancouver, that we have gotten a lot of our XX Science Junior posts from. She and Megan, one of those contributors that we had a lot contributing, they also have an Etsy site called Two Cultures, and it's got lots of science-y stuff. It's got some non-science stuff, but also some fun science-y stuff. So that didn't make it into my... It didn't make it this year's guide, because I actually didn't realize that she had that that particular site, but kind of shout out to her, too, about her Etsy site that has things like a Christmas tree ornament with a microscope Christmas tree ornament and kind of like a plaque that says science that you could hang up and stuff like that. So pretty cool stuff.
And Beatrice, the biologist, her real name is Katie McKissick, and her Etsy, if you go to Etsy.com and just look for Beatrice, the biologist, you can buy her book there.
At the beginning, or about mid-November, I had a post at the website called 8 years Ago, I Aborted Twins, Maybe. She tells the story of a pregnancy loss that she had. It's, you know, rather sad as all these pregnancy loss stories are, but the fact that she was able to access her medical records 8 years later, just recently, so 8 years ago she had this pregnancy loss. DNC, which is a medical procedure when a miscarriage does not sort of naturally go through the full termination, she had a lot of sort of odd symptoms or test results that and the miscarriage didn't sort of proceed fully naturally, so she had a DNC, and she found out, so when she had the ability to look at her medical records recently, she went back to see what the doctors had to say about that particular situation, and she found out that she likely had a twin pregnancy with a fetal demise, and she never knew that. They didn't communicate that to her, and so the entire story, sort of the point to me is that these sort of things, you know, that is something that Emily should have been told at the time. She shouldn't have had to wait 8 years and find it out when reading her medical records. And so this is a kind of a story to doctors to say, you know, share your results and your findings with your patients, and also to those of us seeking medical care to be sure that we are getting all the information out of our doctors and to press for, you know, for their impressions and results and whatnot.
Right. Emily rightly says, she kind of closes her post by basically saying, I have a right to know what those numbers say, and you clinicians have a responsibility to tell me at the time. And that would have been, that's the right thing to do.
Right. And she even, a little further on, she talks about it, she still has to actively request records for her and her children, so she can make the best healthcare decisions for her children too. That these things are something you have to actively press for. You don't, the doctors and the doctor's offices aren't super forthright in just presenting them as they probably should.
On November 20th, Emily had another post. This one's considerably lighter. It's called Manicure Monday Features Hands-On Science, and it's basically a link. It's a short bit of text, but basically a link to a Twitter conversation or Twitter hashtag feed, basically, where I guess 17 Magazine had a 17 Magazine has a thing they do each Monday called Manicure Monday for, and I'm reading now, quote, girls to show off sparklies on their fingernails. And the week of November 20th, some scientists picked that up and basically did a Manicure Monday feed with, you know, women doing things related to science. The link on Double X Science is basically a link to a Storify, a collection of the posts that followed. And it was all tweeted Manicure Monday. But, you know, you've got pictures of, there's a picture of a woman involved with tagging sharks, and there's a photograph of a woman getting, she's got a little salamander crawling on her hand, and it's called Salamanicure, and, you know, women scientists injecting samples into an HPLC or some sort of chromatography apparatus, and things like that. Kind of a cute collection. A nice sciencey take on what 17 Magazine was doing.
Yeah, it's really fun. Recently, Jeannie Garbarino, our biology editor, I saw her, I think her, she's, people continue to do this. It wasn't just, you know, this one Monday. No, I guess this was from November 25th, and her Manicure Monday was Opie's Live and Let Die, so that's the nail polish, plus, and I cannot pronounce this, but Blavarus Giganteus, it's a South American cockroach on her hands. So it's, yeah, that was her contribution to it. So it is actually kind of a fun take. So it's not just what are our hands and how sparkly are they, but what are our hands also doing?
Well, following the Manicure Monday thing, there was we have one other light post to discuss. It's actually not, the topic isn't light, but the content is kind of light. And that was called Ladies, It Gets Better, which is posted by Emily during the Thanksgiving break, November 27th. And it's just a link to a YouTube video by a woman named Emily Grassley. The video is called Where My Ladies At? And basically, she's talking about the kind of sexist comments that she receives, and she and other women, I suppose, receive for basically having the nerve to post scientific content on the web as a woman. Obviously, the topic is quite serious, but the way Emily did this video is hilarious. She's basically talking, and then there's a guy pops up behind her, reading in a very deadpan voice some of the comments she's received. You know, it's awful, the things that people say, but the way the video was done is hilarious. It's a nice juxtaposition there.
Right. So Emily, her videos are posted at is The Brain Scoop, and she was commenting that she was looking around just for women doing science videos, and that there's not a big population of them. And so I think that's where my ladies at is, you know, why aren't the ladies publishing science videos? And I think going into the comments that she gets was one reason, you know, one of the reasons women don't publish is because you do have to face this extra level. It's not just the make sure the content is interesting and make sure that the quality is good and, you know, the time involved, which you have this one more layer that, you know, men have all those others, but then you get this other layer. I will say something about YouTube comments. I think that I'll look at something that is totally harmless, you know, and you still get really snarky, nasty comments, you know, like a music video by OK Go. Really? Why the nastiness? So, I don't know. That's YouTube for you, but one note point that she does have is that you can't just say, but it's just YouTube. That does tend to happen a lot. Yeah, so it's a 6-minute video. It is asking the question, you know, ladies, why aren't you producing science content videos? That we need the bigger presence, and the more presence we have, the more likely we can get onto science TV shows, so that you don't just have the science guy. Women get the videos out there, and you know, if you need a little bit of a fun watch to see what you might encounter, but not real heavy-handed, you can watch this Gets Better at Double F Science is probably the easiest way to get to it. If you go to the Brain Scoop channel, you can watch all of Emily Grassley's videos. And you can find those posts at our website, doublefscience.org, by clicking on the links to the post title on the main page. Double F Science Junior has not had any posts in the past month. Posts will resume with some new posts from Science Kids and Teens shortly. I'm always on the lookout for contributions, so please email doublexsciencejr@gmail.com, where junior is abbreviated to JR, if you're interested in contributing to Double X Science Junior. So, Jeff, we were talking about news of the week, and you said that you had some news on microbials, as is your something I think you've been pigeonholed with on our Double X Science site. So did you read newly about microbials?
So I do seem to be the microbiome guy at Double X Science, which is fine because it's really interesting stuff. But there was a paper that I saw November 27th. The paper was published in PLOS 1, which is an open access journal. Basically, these researchers wanted to know what happens when people undergo fecal transplants, which sounds disgusting, but basically, there are people who have, you know, severe gastrointestinal problems, uncontrolled problems for which there seems to be no other cure, but what seems to work in many of these cases is to transplant fecal material and the bacteria that come with them from healthy people into sick people, and that helps them resolve their symptoms. And what the researchers in this particular study wanted to do was basically find out what happens, you know, what is different in the gut bacteria of these people versus healthy people before and after they receive these transplants. And basically they find some interesting things about how the diversity and population of those bacterial populations changes, and how long, apparently it's surprisingly long, that the population continues to evolve in patients, because they track these patients over time. So I'm hoping to put together a post for XX Science shortly on this paper, which came out, as I said, about a week ago.
Cool. Yeah.
So specifically, the article, by the way, is titled Microbiota Dynamics in Patients Treated with Fecal Microbiota Transplantation for Recurrent Clostridium difficile Infection. So the name of the treatment is actually FMT, Fetal Microbiota Transplantation. And specifically, they were looking at people who seem to recurrently or repeatedly get these infections with Clostridium that will not resolve with antibiotics. So that was specifically what they were looking at in this particular paper.
Okay. Well, I look forward to reading your post on it. And that wraps up this episode of the XX Science podcast. Thank you, Jeff, for joining me today.
Thank you, Adrian.
And thank you for listening. Please subscribe to our podcast via iTunes or your favorite podcatcher. If you are enjoying the podcast, please rate our podcast and leave a review at iTunes to help bring science to more people. Our music is provided by Editor-in-Chief Emily Willingham. Our artwork is by Dallas Lopez. Please like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at XXSci. Just a note, we are publishing more on a monthly basis right now, so our podcast will come out probably more monthly, which means that this is probably our last podcast for 2013. So we look forward to seeing you in 2014. This has been Chemistry Editor Adrian Rorick and Tech Editor Jeffrey Perkel. We are XX Science, bringing science to the woman in you.